Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Bitterly cold temperatures are settling over Arkansas today as a massive winter storm has exited the region. A wind chill advisory is in effect through noon tomorrow for several counties in Arkansas, including many in our listing area. Forecasters say temperatures, when you figure in the chill factor, could dip to 20 below zero. 8 Arkansas death row inmates are filing a legal challenge over the state's purchase of a drug used in executions. They're saying there may be a problem with the anesthetic safety. Sodium thiopental is no longer manufactured in the U.S., and the inmates say there's no guarantee it can work without oversight from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Two proposals dealing with the public school schedules has been advanced through committee and is heading to the state legislature for votes. One proposal would give public schools flexibility with their starting dates. The other measure would extend a common spring break for the next two school years. A former securities broker has pleaded guilty in Little Rock to fraud charges. Mark Madison entered the pleas yesterday in federal court. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Madison used more than $1 million from investors for personal use. Dateline Little Rock, where Arkansas finance officials say the state's available revenues in January were above January 2010 figures and are more than what was expected last month. Net available revenue in January totaled almost $460 million. That's almost $20 million more than 2010 and $4.5 million above the forecast. Independence County, where a mobile home and storage building or buildings in Sulphur Rock were burglarized sometime during January, with considerable damage done to the interior and several items stolen. The vacant residence on Heather Lane is owned by Billy D. Wisdom of Jonesboro. When he checked the residence on January 31st, he found someone had forcibly entered the mobile home and storage buildings. In one building, the electrical service was disconnected and electrical breakers and wiring stolen. From another storage structure, a handicapped shower and its fixtures were stolen. Also stolen was a 1976 red and white Skeeter bass boat, the trailer that went with it, and the 80 horsepower outboard motor. In the main mobile home, Deputy Patrick Collins said electrical breakers and service connections were stolen. Collins also noted damage to the interior of the mobile home and storage building. Independence County criminal investigators were called in to collect evidence. The value of the stolen items and damage to the buildings is estimated at $6,400. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the case is under active investigation. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B.